What do you want in return for the Energizer?
I want you.
Just what did you have to promise her in return for that Energizer?
Two of our aggro ships are destroyed.
What about the third?
She suffered heavy damage, lost her airlock.
The Borees are coming.
You are in as much danger as we are.
There are those who believe that life here began out there, far across the universe, with tribes of humans who may have been the forefathers of the Egyptians, or the Toltecs, or the Mayans. Some believe that there may yet be brothers of man who even now fight to survive somewhere beyond the heavens.
Advance intercept.
I counted six.
Hopefully, the Galactica will be able to clean them up before they do too much damage.
Long-range intercepted fleet. This is Blue Leader. Come in, Galactica.
This is Galactica, Blue Leader.
Better put on your bracers and hang on. A few of them got through.
Order red alert.
Yes, sir.
Notify all ships of the fleet. We expect imminent attack from unknown number of Cylons.
Ships on the perimeter.
You would worry about that. If you hit those birds, you'll have nothing to eat, Charlie.
That isn't funny, Green Bean. Hurry!
Commander, the Cylon's withdrawing. All but two destroyed.
All right. Cancel red alert.
Yes, sir.
Damage reports.
You aren't going to like it. Two of our aggro ships are destroyed.
What about the third?
She suffered heavy damage. Lost her airlock.
Well, that's repairable.
It's just like you see. When we lost our airlock, we lost our crop. We won't be able to force grow enough to feed our planters, let alone anyone else in the fleet.
Okay, we've fixed the airlock. Do you need more planters, more nutrients for the soil? Whatever you need, you've got it.
We need new seed.
New seed?
New seed.
Yes, I know, Colonel, but it's not a complete disaster. That small planet that our advance patrol discovered in that quadrant not too far out of the way.
Yes?
Well, now it appears there's a small human agricultural settlement there.
That's too good to be true.
And I've asked Apollo to get an energizer from one of the older ships in the fleet.
I don't think I follow.
The point is, there isn't an outpost in the star system that doesn't need more power to sustain life. I figure we get an old energizer to trade for new seeds.
Well, then what's the problem? We have energizers all over this battle star. They run everything we have.
But they have colonial markings all over them. What we need is an old energizer with no markings at all, so no one will know who we are, and no one can sell us out to the Cylons. Mm-hmm. Enter. Oh. Did you find an energizer that might fit the bill?
Yes.
Good.
It was made on Orion.
Excellent, excellent.
Well, that's perfect. Nobody would know it's from the colonies.
What's the matter?
Well, the woman who owns it doesn't want to give it up.
The woman?
Cyrus Bellaby.
Well, then, Captain, we'll just have to appropriate Cyrus Bellaby's energizer and get it down to the planet.
As I said, she's not willing to give it up.
Captain, to save every man, woman, and child from starvation, we'll just have to talk to her.
That's exactly what she said, Colonel. Only she wants Commander Adama to talk to her.
What's the problem, Adama? You just order her to give it up?
You don't understand, Ty. No one orders Cyrus Bellaby to do anything.
Galactica Shuttle requesting permission to dock the Gemini freighter.
This isn't going to work.
Oh, no, you don't. This isn't something you can avoid.
Apollo, you go and you charm her.
Oh, no.
Come in, Adama.
All right. Let's go in.
After you.
To think that I would have the honor of having the great Commander Adama visit me in my humble little dwellings.
The pleasure is mine, Bellaby.
Then please, sit down.
Thank you.
It's been a long, long time. Flowers. For me? Oh, I thought this was a business call.
A man... can always take the time to recognize the beauties of life.
Oh, you must need that energizer so badly. Sit. All right, then. Let's negotiate.
What do you want in return for the energizer?
Oh, Adama. After all these years, I think that should be obvious. I want you.
There's no reason for you to go.
I have been cooped up on this ship for 16 quadrants. I'm going on this mission, and we are now in range.
Father, you're desperately needed here.
Apollo, if we don't have seeds, we don't have food. If we don't have food, we will all perish. So please stop making all these objections and get the launch ready with short-range provisions for five.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. You, me, Starbuck, Boomer, that makes four of us.
Cyrus Bellaby will be going along with us.
Cyrus Bellaby on a mission? Father, just what did you have to promise her in return for that energizer?
I made a promise to court her. I did not specify when or where, and I certainly will not embarrass you. So let's stop this talking, get on with it, get it over with, because we must have those seeds.
The planet Sektar. Stand by to launch mission.
You're leaving me alone again.
Boxy, I'm a warrior. And it's necessary sometimes to go on missions to places where it might not be safe for a little boy.
Aren't you just going to get fresh seeds?
Yeah, but there's... You know something? You're right. There's nothing dangerous about this mission. If Cyrus Bellaby can go, why not you, right?
And Muffy?
Of course, Muffy.
Yeah!
Standing by to launch. All functions transferred to shuttle. Launch.
An adventure to a distant star. Oh, isn't it downright romantic?
Equally important to our quest for food seed, the planet our advanced scouts located supports a small band of human inhabitants. Perhaps they're the remnants of pioneers who set out yarns ago from our own colonies. Or even more hopefully, they might be descendants of the 13th tribe. Those elusive brothers of man whose trail might lead us to the planet Earth.
As if I didn't know. You can feel the whole herd coming right at us. And a lot of good this'll do. Wouldn't stop a hedge hopper.
They're herd creatures. Your mere presence will stop them from staying and pillaging the town.
It's their way. All you have to do is stand out there. Make a show of force.
Is that what the last constable did? The one before him? The one before him?
If there's one thing this town despises more than the Borés, it's cowardice. Once a man accepts that badge.
I know. He's got it for life. However long that is. Well, let's get this over with.
Hey,
poor Constable Farnes.
He was one of the best we ever had.
Yeah. I don't suppose there are any volunteers to take Farnes' place.
You may as well save your breath. Nobody in his right mind is going to accept that badge.
I'm afraid you're right, Dipper. We'll just have to hope and pray that another drifter passes through Serenity before the next high moon.
I sure wish I could go with you, Boomer. I could use a little diversion. I hear you guys spotted some lady types on the settlement.
Well, there were a few that...
Muffy wanted to know if they had any other daggets around.
Well, we're going to make that a priority probe as soon as Apollo and I get down to the settlement, Foxy.
Well, the Energizer seems well secured.
Jama, let the younger men worry about the Energizer. This is a time for intoxicating scenery, unfiltered air, letting our emotions soar.
I hate to interrupt, Father.
No, no, that's perfectly all right.
But Boomer and I are all set to go into Serenity.
No, I want you to stay here. You spent little enough time with Boxy and me. Let them get on with their mission.
Well, I guess you heard them. Get in the sled and get going.
I was hoping we might have had a chance to be alone.
Well, we must be very careful not to lose our way of getting off this planet. If anything were to happen to our ship... That would be the end of everything.
You mean we'd have to spend the rest of our lives on this quaint little planet? Oh, just the two of us?
Well.
Back before you know it. See that you are.
Good luck.
Well, at least we have this time alone.
Bellaby, please, not in front of the children.
Doesn't sound like the sort of place one goes to trade an energizer for seed.
Well, we got to start asking questions someplace.
Looks like another full moon tonight, Dipper.
Well, don't look at me. Unless we find another down on his luck prospector or some poor unwitting strangers, we are just out of luck.
Boomer, we're in luck. This is my kind of town.
Well, well. What have we here?
Excuse me. They told us you're the man to see.
Depends. My name's Bogan.
Starbuck. This here's my friend, Boomer. We're looking for someone to talk to about an Agron purchase.
You boys farmers?
Yep.
My father and I run a pretty good-sized forced nitron field in the next quadrant, and we've suffered some reversals.
All right.
Blight. And we need some fresh seed grain.
And we couldn't help but notice that your bins are brimming full, and we were hoping for the possibility of a trade-off.
You know, that's an interesting idea. A couple of strong young fellows like you would fit right in with our needs.
No, we weren't talking about us, see. We're talking about an energizer.
How much power?
5,000 kilons.
5,000?
I don't think that'd fit into our plans, Dipper.
But practically every outpost in the star system is always crying for more power.
Oh, really? Well, that gives you a lot of places to make deals in, huh?
Well, that's it. We can't even talk about it, sir. Well, why don't you take a look at her? She's got a nice, clean, steady current.
Oh, I'm sorry, fellas. Really, I'd like to help you. Now, if you want to talk about staying on, doing a job in exchange for seed,
I'm sorry, we haven't got time. Our crops are in trouble.
Well, maybe some other time then.
Right. Thanks anyway.
Now you know we could use that power.
We need those two boys even more.
Well, terrific. Now we don't have either one.
Wrong, Dipper. Now we have both.
Well, what are we going to tell Adama?
What are we going to tell the people back at the fleet when they find out we couldn't get seed for food?
There's no point in talking about it. We got a long walk ahead of us.
It's not that far back to town.
What do you mean, town? We've got to go tell the commander what happened here.
Well, you do that. I'm going back and look for the Energizer. I think I have a pretty good idea who sent them after us.
Bogan.
Tom.
Bogan! Now, why buy the Energizer when you can steal it?
You got it.
Take care.
Well, Dipper, nice work. Here's 25 quantums for you and for each of your friends.
Thank you, sire. And I want you to know that we were very, very careful not to leave any tracks to lead them back here.
Good.
Excuse me.
Well, stranger. Welcome back.
That's real hospitable talk, Bogan. But somebody around here isn't quite so neighborly. You wouldn't happen to have noticed anybody who came in the last couple of microns?
No, people come and go around here. What's your trouble?
Roberts.
Not in Serenity.
Close enough and plain enough to make it a sure bet it was one of your nice local folk.
That's a serious accusation, young man.
I'll back it up in time.
Well, you'll have to excuse me. I have a game waiting.
Where's your local law enforcement?
The town constable is moved on.
Who's taking his place?
Oh, John hasn't been filled yet. I can tell from the expression on your face what you're thinking. Right, listen, I'd be careful about taking the law in my own hands unless I had suitable authority. You know, the people around here, they stick together, and they don't like people who, you know, don't have a stake in our problems. Now, if you were willing to stay on for just a while, work, fit in.
I told you I have crops to get back to, people to feed.
Yeah, but you see, you said that your crops were blighted and that you needed seed. Have you got the money to pay for the seed?
Well, I have some currency I got a yarn ago when we sold our last crop.
Orion checks, Colonial Cubits. You got a little bit of everything, huh? Yeah. Well, seed goes for 12 quantums of Lexon. How much you need?
At least 1,000 Lexons, and 12 quantums is kind of high.
Well, it's a long way to the next Agron outpost.
Maybe I can get this currency to grow a little. After all, this is a chancery.
Shouldn't they be back by now?
I should have gone in. I scouted the mission.
It was important that you stay here.
To protect the camp?
Yes.
Against what?
Robbers.
Oh, Boomer.
Boomer, thank the lords of Cobo that you're all right. Where's Starbuck?
He's fine.
Where's the seed?
There's no seed.
No seed?
Where's the power sled?
It's gone. Gone?
What about the Energizer?
We lost that, too.
You lost my Energizer?
We were jumped. By whom? I don't know. It all happened so fast. We think it was a bunch from in town.
Oh, of all the...
Look, lady, I'd like to see you do any better than that unarmed with a net thrown over you.
Boomer, I'm sure that you both did whatever you could, but the important thing now is to get to Starbuck. There's no telling what he's up against. Charlie, you stay here. Guard the shuttle. Take care of Boxy, and let's take our lasers with us.
At three-level pyramid. Cry your hearts out.
I ain't never even seen a three-level pyramid.
It does it for me.
Now,
You know, I find it very odd that one person can be so lucky.
Yeah, another thing that's odd, how you each had the same amount of currency to lose. You all work together someplace?
No, all farmer workmen here earn uniform compensation.
25 quantums, that's good pay for farm work.
I told you, you might like some employment around here. Oh, looks to me like you're still a little short of buying that seed, hmm?
Bogan, maybe you'd care to play with me head to head, seeing as how you seem to be the man to beat.
All right, Starbuck. Sounds like a good challenge.
Yes. Put up or give up?
Oh, I seem to be a little shy here. Tell you what, I'll challenge. If you agree to accept this as payment.
What's this?
That's a shield made of solid gold. It belonged to a fellow who's gone now.
And what's this writing here say?
Yes, the ancient tongue of the people who first colonized this planet. They've moved on across the star system.
That feels right.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Fella can't be too careful when he's away from home.
I was wondering how I was going to get him to accept that badge.
You mean he's going to let him win it?
Doesn't matter how it comes into your possession. Once you accept it, you accept all that goes with it.
This is what you get when you send boys to do men's work.
Bellaby, please keep your voice down. Those boys that you're talking about know exactly what they're doing.
If you kiss me, I'll tell you where the power sled is.
What?
Well, do you want our people to starve or not?
Bellaby, if this is some kind of a joke, it's a bad one.
You're right, Adama. Think of it as a small celebration for finding the Energizer. I'm sorry I had to force you to do it, Adama. But you know something? It was worth it.
Oh, Bellaby. Bargaining isn't begging. I'm very glad we had this time, too. But that time is running out. Where's the Energizer?
You're practically standing on it.
Hmm?
Well, I found the streaks from the power sled, and they led right up to that old shed over there.
Bellaby.
Well, I guess this is all mine.
Hmm? Yeah.
Congratulations, Constable.
Name's Starbuck.
Congratulations, Constable Starbuck.
I don't think
Who's in charge here, please?
Sire Bogan.
Sire Bogan?
That's right.
I'm Squire Adama, Lord of Valerium. Who's in charge of law and order?
Ah, well, there he is.
You're looking at him. There's your man.
Constable Starbuck.
How do you get yourself into these fixes?
I was just trying to find the guys that robbed us.
And of course you expected to find them in a card game. Where else would you look for them?
My number one suspect was in a card game at the time. I thought maybe I could catch him with his guard down.
And what did you get out of it? A badge which you can afford to wear, a loss of time, and the loss of perhaps innumerable people.
I see you moved in. Excellent. Very much time. The moon is almost full.
Sire Bogan, you appear to be a reasonable man.
I like to think so.
Good, because we can ill afford to lose even one valuable man. A mere boy at that.
I can sympathize with that. We have the same problem here.
Then you will allow him to resign.
Can't do that. It's against the law. Constable is a lifetime appointment.
That's absurd. I mean, you don't even know this boy. He was never appointed.
Well, he accepted the badge of office. As for knowing him, well, now, you seem like nice people. You want him back so bad, you've got to be all right.
Look, if Constable is a lifetime commitment, how is it you're without one? Didn't you just tell me the last one left town?
I said he departed. I didn't say to where. Fact is, he died in office.
After a lifetime of service to his people, an eminently respectable position, I'm sure that half the people in town would cherish it.
Half the people in town have had it.
Well, that's impossible. Look, you're contradicting yourself. If it's impossible to resign and half the people in town have held the office...
Not the half that's still alive.
Beg pardon?
All right, look. You might as well know. We are an endangered species here. Ever since the Borees found out that it was easier to steal food rather than grow their own, we've been losing our lives.
Why don't you get rid of the odorous vermin?
That's easier said than done. We're not well armed here. If it weren't for the fact that the Borees are herd creatures subject to following their leader Nogal no matter what he does, I dare say we'd all be dead.
What do you mean they follow their leader no matter what he does?
Very simple. We leave our food bins unprotected, they head straight for them, and they rob us unmolested. Now, if any of them get the idea of riding into town for a drink, or shall we say, companionship, why, our constable stands at the head of the street, and he heads them off with a few carefully placed shots.
Oh, I see. So when the leader turns away, the others follow him.
Now, then, one or two Borees ride past him, and they grab a couple of our females, but...
Mostly, we just lose a little grain.
And, of course, the constable.
I don't feel so well.
Stop it. Don't you worry now. Don't you worry at all. Because we're not going to allow you to jeopardize your life for these people. They know perfectly well that they tricked you into this job.
My dear sir, I am afraid you don't understand the situation.
You are in as much danger as we are, as long as you're here.
And there isn't much time.
What do you mean by that?
You know the Borees. When the moon is full, it's time to eat.
Father, I think you better come with me. You too, constable, since you're the law in this town.
Bellaby, get back in the jail. Find a cell and hide in some dark corner.
I am not going to cower on the floor like some infant.
Do as you're told. Now it's an order. We'll make our stand right at the edge of town.
Holy frack, feels like they could shake us to death.
Fire in front of them. Now.
They're still coming.
Now what?
They're coming!
not going to stand here and let Adama handle them all alone. Okay.
They've captured our woman.
Oh, Lord, no.
They got Bellamy?
They're not ordinary farmers. In fact, there's only one legendary brigade in the whole universe that could have matched the courage which I just witnessed. I'm honored to be in the presence of warriors from the great colonies. I have to apologize for deceiving you into saving our town, but we're desperate people here. Anyway, you're not like us. You know what you have to do. And I salute you for it.
Any communication from the surface yet?
No, sir. No word as yet.
The commander should have gotten that seed by now.
Now, the path that we've indicated to you is the only one we know leading into the Boré Canyon. Unfortunately, we can't describe to you how to find their camp.
That's right. No one's ever made it back to tell us. You may need these.
We won't have any trouble. Come here, Muffy. Come here, Muffy. Sorry to have to borrow you for a while, Muffy, but we need your tracking sensors.
Our prayers go with you and to the woman you love.
Much obliged.
They've seen their last days, Bogan. They'll never be back.
Hope they make it, Dipper. They're brave men.
One thing in our favor, Bogan says the Borés do a lot of carrying on and chanting after a raiding party. That'll be a help.
Muffy, find Bellamy. Find Bellamy.
We're being watched.
Yes, I know. We have been for some time now. Get the torches.
Their leader would seem to be the key, Father. If we get him to listen to us, the rest of them might follow him.
Yes, he's the one, all right. If he weren't so lazy, the Borés wouldn't have started stealing their food.
Commander?
Well, they allowed us to come this far. Maybe they want to avoid a confrontation.
Father. Well, it looks like it's all over, fellas, but I, for one, am not going down without a fight.
You remain here.
Father.
It's all right.
Talk.
Adama? Oh, thank God, what courage, what love you must have to come and deliver me.
Bellaby. Look, you love your people. I love my people.
What's going on in there?
Well, no one's a better diplomat than your father. If anyone can get them to understand, it's...
That is the most obstinate, self-centered, opportunistic, selfish, lazy creature I've ever met in my life. He's interested in one thing only, his own personal comforts. You can't bargain with a creature like that.
Commander?
What?
Did you say lazy, self-serving, interested in his own pleasure?
That's exactly what I said.
Could I have a word with you, please?
But in private.
All right, make it quick.
I think we've got nothing to lose.
No, you're right. We don't have anything to lose.
Starbuck, were you... Father, what was that all about?
He's got a plan. It's a long shot, but it's the best plan we have.
Commander?
They're working up the courage to charge. Apollo, fire a warning round. Let's get out of here while the getting is good.
Well, this'll entitle you to all the fresh planting seed that your ship will hold.
We'll help you load so you can be off on your way.
Our people will be very grateful. They have a great many to feed.
I'll speak to the town committee about altering the charter. That is pertaining to the job of constable being a lifetime job.
Thank you.
And we'll just keep on hiding and dying.
Perhaps not. Is Starbuck back here?
Yo! Bogan! Commander? I've got good news. There will be no further raid on your food. The Boreys are going back to raising their own, just like they did before you arrived.
You're a young man. Is there too much celebration, huh?
No, I've worked out a nice little arrangement with my good buddy, Nogal.
My dear young man, it's Nogal who's the heart of our problem. He's the good-for-nothing leader of the Bow Rays that's turned them into scavengers.
That's right. That's him. Now, you see, what I proposed is a little trade-out. You see to it that he gets all the grain and libation that he needs without ever having to lift a finger or mount a steed.
And in return, he's willing to take over.
Take over? What?
The town, of course. No, my job. No gown? No. That's nothing to worry about. I'd like you all to meet Serenity's new constable. Constable Noga. Somebody better buy him a drink. Doesn't like to be kept waiting.
Huh? Right this way, Constable Noga.
I don't believe it. I knew someday your poor character would come in handy.
Oh, if only I were a few yards younger. And you.
If it were up to that diplomatic bilge you tried to sell that Bork, I'd still be in his clutches. Which, as a matter of fact, might not have been a bad idea. Listen, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid we've grown in different directions. You're too refined and dignified. I mean, I need somebody at my stage of life. I need a real animal. Come on, boys, I'm buying.
Thank the Lord. I just couldn't see myself calling her mother.
Fleeing from the Cylon tyranny, the last battle star, Galactica, leads a ragtag fugitive fleet on a lonely quest. A shining planet known as Earth.